Welcome to Foster Carolinas, connecting the Carolinas to voices of foster care.
L-O-T, the place I want to be. Come and sit down, have a foster chat with me. Podcast bridging the gap with Mr. Beast.
Welcome to the podcast today. I am so excited about the person that I'm going to introduce in just a second, but we are talking this spring and summer all about who is helping. That's our summer theme. And then we want to thank them for being a helper. And so we thought it would be really great to invite somebody on podcast that is no stranger to Lisa These Carolinas. She is a foster mama, and she is also our lead camp counselor at for the ladies at Bridge Camp. So Lacey, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So, Lacey, how long have you and your husband been foster parents?
We have been foster parents for, I guess it's been 3 years now.
3 years. And what made you want to be a foster parent?
So we had always felt a little bit called to foster care, but it had been in discussion with the two of us and just trying to decide when the right time was. We had actually experienced a miscarriage, and I felt like that was not that God put that in our lives, but that God was revealing to me that he wanted me to take that step and be a foster parent, and that that's where my attention needed to be.
That's awesome. So it says, my question is, what is your position in serving children in foster care, and how long have you been there? We just answered that. You're a foster parent and you've been doing it for 3 years, but also tell us about Bridge Camp and you serving in that capacity.
So Bridge Camp, Susanna, you know how awesome that lady is. She came to our church and presented. That was 2019. And I felt God calling me back to the mission field. And I had actually signed up to go on a mission trip overseas. I don't even remember where. But there were a bunch of obstacles, and I couldn't understand why those obstacles were there. And then Susanna came to our church and presented, and it was like, oh, that's why there were so many obstacles. I'm not supposed to go there. I'm supposed to be here, and I'm supposed to be at Bridge Camp. So I signed up that first year, and it was phenomenal. I can't say how much that first year opened my eyes to foster care, to foster children that just want to be loved. They just want to be accepted and know that someone cares about them. And it was just, it kind of put fire under me that we needed to pursue our foster care license even faster. And I will never not be at Bridge Camp unless there is something drastic going on.
So for those of you listening, Bridge Camp is a camp that Lisa These puts on, and it's just for children in foster care or some that have been adopted from foster care. And we do it every summer. And every summer, I feel like we have to beg and plead to get counselors, and we're getting better at that. But anyway, Lacey answered the call, and I was going to ask you, do you feel like Bridge Camp and your role at Bridge Camp pushed you along your foster parenting journey? And it sounds like it did.
Definitely, definitely, because we had been talking about it. We decided that we were going to get our license, but we had sort of put it on the back burner, and I can't explain how much it opened my eyes and really pushed us into, all right, here we go. Let's sign up for the classes. Let's get licensed.
diving in, right?
Yeah.
So what made you continue to want to serve? And I'm going to ask specifically at Bridge Camp, because I just heard you say, I will never miss a Bridge Camp. So what makes you have that determination, I guess, and that, you know, you're committed?
I guess seeing the kids, it's experiencing that camp with them and developing those relationships. Those girls that I had in that cabin that first year, I have not seen a single one of them again. But I know that this camp made an impact. Two of those girls ended up coming to Christ while we were at camp. I know that seeds were planted with everyone, and that in itself is worth it. And I know there was one time during that first year, I was with the older girls, so we had fun. But there was one point where we were all at the lake, and one of the little 8-year-old girls came up to me, and she was like, will you go down the slide with me? And I was like, sure. So we went up there and we went down the slide, and just the joy on her face of just someone saying, yeah, let's do it. And it was just the best feeling of just, I made her day just to go down a slide with her and have that be a fun thing and not say, oh no, or not right now, or anything like that. It was just, yeah, let's do it. And we did it about 10 times, but that's okay because it made her so happy. And it's just such an awesome experience.
Oh, so the next question is, can you tell us your favorite story you've experienced from holding your position? So you hold two positions at Bridge Camp and as a foster mom. So maybe you have two stories.
Well, I guess, the little girl going down that slide so many times is my favorite from Bridge Camp. And I mean, really, there's no way to specify one specific thing that's happened at Bridge Camp, because everything, all the whole time you're there, it's just an amazing experience. And I don't think I could pinpoint a specific thing. But my favorite story from being a foster parent is actually from our first placement. He was with us for 6 months, but he was a really tough placement, and it was our first time. It was during the pandemic. It was just, it was a really hard experience for us, but it was also so rewarding. So the favorite story is when he came to us, he was 8, and he didn't know the difference between truth and a lie. And so we worked and worked and worked. And I would constantly, when he would tell me a story, I would say, oh, is that truth or made up? And, he would say, oh, it's true. And I'm like, oh, actually, it's made up. But that's okay. That's fun. It's fun to make things up. But we need to know when we can tell, is it truth or is it made up? Because we need to know what is truth. Mm-hmm. And so we did that over and over again. And I would sometimes make up a story and I would say, oh, that was made up. Wasn't that fun? And then I would say something else and I would say, that's truth. That is what just happened. And so we worked and worked and worked with this. And I remember the first time he actually told me it was made up. And it was, I was on the way to drop him off at school. And he was telling me about, he was at school, or he was on the way to school. And the car broke down, and he called his friend that had a tow truck, and they came to pick him up in their tow truck, his friend that he called, and he paid for them to drive him to school in the tow truck and dropped him off. And then he called the mechanic and got the car fixed. And I was like, oh, wow. That's a really cool story. I said, is that true or is that made up? And he said, oh, I made it up. And I was like, you did.
Progress.
Like, I gave him high fives in the car. Like, we celebrated and then we had ice cream that night. Like, it was the biggest celebration, but it was such a breakthrough of like, wow, it clicked. Like, you understand now. It's made up and that's totally cool. You just need to be able to tell us when it's made up or when it's truth. And so I think that's my favorite story, is just because it felt so great getting that breakthrough.
I love that.
With him.
So our final question, how can other people get involved or support you where you are?
So one of the biggest needs in foster care is a guardian ad litem. That is a way that you can be a voice for foster children. You don't have to be there 24/7 for them. They don't have to live with you. You go and you visit them. You get to know their case and you get to be that person that represents them and their voice, in court. So you have access to all of their files and you communicate with the social worker on where the plan is. You communicate with the foster parents, you meet with the child and you go to court and you are that representative for that child because they cannot represent themselves. That's a huge need and I very much encourage anyone to look into it.
So I hear a foster mama saying we need more guardian ad litems because she can keep being the foster mom and help these kids, but these kids have to have a voice in court. So what we'll do today is we will link the GAL link so that if you're looking at getting trained, you do have to go through some training and I'm not sure when the next training is. Some of the Gaston County GALs, we do the training through our office. But we will put that link there because this foster mama is saying that is what you could do to support her the most is to sign up and be a guardian ad litem. And I love that because I probably would have said, come do my laundry. Or cook a meal. But I love that you said be a GAL. Any parting words? Since I got a foster mama here, if somebody's thinking like, maybe I'm supposed to be a foster parent, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. What wisdom or encouragement could you give them today?
I would say become a foster parent because truly, even if you get your license, that does not mean they're going to bring you a child the next day and you're just going to be stuck with it. You will get a call. They will say, you know, we have this child. They're this age. They're this sex. They have this issue. And are you willing to take that child? And that's your decision if you're going to take them in or not. And there is such a need for respite care, which is super short term. It's, hey, we took in one child because they needed the care just for the weekend because they found a placement, but that placement would not be back in town until Monday. Mm-hmm. And it was Friday night and they had to find a place for that child to stay for the weekend. And we took that child in just for the weekend. And Monday morning, I dropped them off at school and the next foster home picked them up from there. And it's such a need and it's such a great way to just dip your foot in, see, you know, yep. Is this something I can do long term? But it's such a need that you can provide and figure out if that is the right place for you. but it's not as big of a commitment.
Everybody can do something, that's for sure. Well, Lacey, thank you for being a foster parent. Thank you for working at Bridge Camp for us. If you've not seen Lacey Beam on a late night at Bridge Camp, you have missed a real treat. She gets quite silly with lack of sleep. But thank you for serving and doing what you do. And thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Podcast Bridging the
Campus East to Peace. Were you inspired by something you heard today? Well, we want to encourage you to make the next step, whatever that is. Everyone can do something for children in foster care. If you're not sure where to start, go to our website at www.lotcarolinas.com and see what you can do.